Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Cruise mornings. Stacey with you, Clayton taking the day, giving himself an extra long weekend. I am at the helm of Cruise Mornings today, which is, it's not stressful. It's just panic-inducing, that's all. Especially when you're trying to do the news earlier, you get a bit of dry throat and there's no one to cover for you. I don't know. Every once in a while, my throat betrays me and you get that dry patch where it just forms out of nowhere. Like, I feel like a person's throat is pretty moist, but no, just every once in a while, dry throat rocks in. I wanted to go over, though, some housekeeping for today, because holy smokes, do we have a bunch of stuff going on Cruise today. First of all, just a quick reminder for you, ZZ Top in concert for a kick-ass Cruise concert at SaskTel Center. Doors are opening 6 p.m. tonight. Sue Foley is going to be opening at 7. Cheap Trick, of course, $7.50. ZZ Top. Top takes the stage at 9:20. So that's going on tonight, which is pretty impressive. We have a kick-ass Cruise concert announcement at 7. It is going to be one of the bands performing at the Saskatoon X this summer at the Grandstand. If you have not been to a show at the Saskatoon X or the Grandstand yet, do yourself a favor and go. It's such a sweet little venue. It's not huge, but it's outdoors. There's something about an outdoor concert venue. I don't know. It's fantastic. That is coming up at 7. We've got Confused Lyrics just after 8 o'clock. I am, by the way, bringing back the paper crumple on Cruise Confused Lyrics. For a while there, I was going paper-free. We changed something with our system, and we weren't printing it out anymore. Would you believe that I legitimately got messages from people being like, hey, where's the paper crumple? I really miss it. We really like that paper crumple. I don't know. Thank you for those messages, but at the same time, something as simple as a crumpling paper. I don't know. I enjoy it. It was like a thing. It just had to happen, right? I've missed it. It's coming back. We have got free food and fuel. Maybe there's a cue to call coming up this morning at some point. A chance to win $100 from Saskatoon Co-op. That could be happening this morning. And then we have three rounds of Request Anything, which I have to say I have been thoroughly enjoying for the past however long we've been doing it. If there's a song you would like to hear, 938-0963, that's the number. You can call, you can text, you can hit up the website. If you see something happening in traffic, 938-0963, once again, call me, text me. I think that's it. Friday morning, it's Stacey with you. I found out there's a new, I don't know if it's new, but there's a term to be a phone hoarder. It's not that you're, hoarding phones, although that's probably a thing too, where someone just has far too many phones. But it's more of like the content on your phone. You hoard stuff like a pack rat on your cell phone. And that is me. I will get into more details on this. When Sean and I got our new phones last year, we finally opted to go for ones with more storage. We'd been riding on the old 32 gigabyte for quite some time. And I think even maybe like a 64, and moving up on storage, super helpful. Oh my God. My storage was always full. I was that friend, which we'll also hear from today, constantly having to delete apps and emails, which, by the way, I just took an actual look yesterday. My Hotmail, and yes, I still use Hotmail, currently sitting at a terrifying 26,736 messages. That's stupid. That is ridiculous. I need to take care of it, but I just don't have the energy. A very good chunk of those are those junk messages you get from companies where you sign up for a discount and then you still get their stupid emails all the time. Hey, we've got a sale going on. Ugh, it's ridiculous. I've had to delete text messages, which is also hard for me. Because what if I need to go back at some point and screenshot a text I got from one friend to then show another friend to prove a point about that other friend at some point, right? That's important. And then, of course, oh, good God, the old photos. It's the hardest thing for me to do. I am a photo hoarder. It is a real problem, and I need help. But how am I supposed to delete pictures of my daughter? Her entire life is chronicled on my phone right now. From birth, from when she was born to yesterday, her entire life is on my phone. Also, that's very dangerous. What if I lose my phone? I would be absolutely devastated. To put that into perspective, though, when it comes to deleting photos, it would be like going to your grandma's house, grabbing a bunch of photo albums, sitting down and just starting ripping pictures out. How do you decide what pictures to get rid of? Those are permanent on my phone. Ugh. It's giving me anxiety. Long story short, 1 year of having 128 gigabytes of storage, I got a phone storage full message pop up on my screen yesterday. Now what? Like, what do I do? I'm back where I was with my 64 gig phone. The next one, by the way, 256 gigabytes. Sounds tempting.
It's time for another edition of That One Friend.
We all have that one friend who has no space left on their phone. So whenever they want to take a photo or a video or something, they have to quickly delete a few things so they have room for it.
Yeah, I am this friend.
First of all, why does it seem like this friend is always the one who's volunteering to take pictures? You know you don't have space, so stop volunteering. Like, do they love awkward situations or something? Because nothing is more awkward than waiting to get your photo taken. You just stand there while the person taking the photo is like,
ah, crap, I don't have room on my phone. Sorry, just let me get rid of a few things here. Yeah, nope, can't get rid of those. I look really good in those, so I can't delete them. Bunch of Fiona pictures. Oh, that one trip we took to Banff. Okay, focus, Stacey. Nope, can't delete that. You know what? I'm just going to spend a few minutes deleting some apps, so one sec.
Have you ever trusted this friend to video something for you? Probably went a little something like this.
Oh my gosh, Michelle, you should have seen your face when Curtis proposed. Here's the thing. I only got the first 3 seconds before my phone just stopped recording because I don't have any space. But I've deleted a bunch of stuff, so could we just, you know, maybe do it again?
The worst part is, it's not a bunch of awesome photos and videos taking up space. No, it's just a bunch of food at different angles, selfies, and screenshots of funny memes.
Yeah, but I need all of those because you never know when a friend's a little down, you need to share something funny, or when I'm going to need that photo of that amazing bacon grilled cheese that I had in Medicine Hat 3 years ago. Oh, yes.
The no space left burden. We all have that one friend, and their phone seriously needs Marie Kondo.
It's Cruise Mornings with me today. Clayton taking a long weekend. If you missed it, a Kick-Ass Cruise concert announcement. It is Trooper. They are kicking off the Saskatoon X, or I shouldn't say kicking off, my apologies. They are wrapping up, closing out the summer concert series at the Sastel Grandstand Saturday, August 13th, 8:30 p.m. That is going to be a Kick-Ass Cruise concert for sure. Cruise will have X passes to give away as we obviously get closer to the X, which, if you didn't hear it, runs the 9th to the 14th this year. If you do want to grab your tickets now, SaskatoonX.com. If you're a Jeopardy lover and you're following Matea Roach on the show, she made history yesterday. She's the most successful Canadian on the show ever. That's amazing in itself. By the way, in case you didn't know, she's a 23-year-old tutor, originally from Halifax, now living in Toronto. Her 18th win last night got her another $42,000 US, bringing her total winnings to like $438,000, which in Canadian is just about $560,000. So she's doing well there, but also just setting records, which is pretty fantastic. She's now in sixth place for the highest winnings during regular season play. And this is really cool. She's also secured her invite to the Jeopardy Tournament of Champions, which is going to happen in the fall, which is amazing. To be considered, you know, one of the best, very cool for her. I still can't believe she's only 23 years old. I'm wondering that because she's a tutor, is this going to help her client list when she gets back home? Having a former Jeopardy champ as your tutor, I think that would be pretty sweet. Obviously, too, when you see someone on a winning streak on Jeopardy, you really hope they can keep it going and be that person to set the new record, right? Because it's pretty tough to be that. Well, I shouldn't say it's tough, but like just continually winning. Of course, everyone thinks of Ken Jennings, who is the current host of Jeopardy right now. That's so cool. Holding the record for the most wins at 74. He won $4.5 million in prize money. Pretty huge shoes to fill for Matea. But hey, records are meant to be broken. Good luck to you. Let's talk breakfast, though. Most important meal of the day, right? Which we all know is false. I don't eat breakfast, and my day is just fine. Thank you very much. Some people, though, yeah, they are big breakfast eaters. I do, though. I love breakfast food, of course. Who doesn't? I love big breakfasts with all the fixings, but then also just good old cereal. Golden Grahams with some ice cold milk. Sign me right up. Then there's the weirdos who, instead of ice cold milk, like the orange juice. I knew a girl, she was lactose intolerant, so she ate her cereal with water, which... It's just a cry for help right there. Cereal with water? What is wrong? They now have milk without lactose, just so you know. And I guess, too, you could do the orange juice route. My husband used to do cereal with orange juice. I don't remember what his, you know, his reason was. He's not lactose intolerant. He just apparently liked it. This is kind of interesting. Tropicana, they're coming out with a cereal that is specifically designed to pair with orange juice. For those people who eat their cereal with orange juice, apparently it's a lot. There was a survey done by Kellogg's, who knows when it comes to cereal. Orange juice is very popular to eat on cereal. I don't get it. I feel like cereal needs something neutral. Milk is neutral. Milk still is lovely. It tastes good, but it's neutral, right? Orange juice to me would just overpower whatever cereal you were eating. And you can't eat orange juice on any cereal, like orange juice on Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That'd be disgusting. But this cereal from Tropicana, it's called Tropicana Crunch. Whoa, original. Just in time, by the way, for National Orange Juice Day, which is on May 4th. Who knew? It is apparently a honey almond cereal that pairs well with orange juice. They don't go into the details as to why it does. I guess because honey is just sweet and almonds are fairly neutral. I don't know the science behind it, but I guess if I'm trying to think of other cereals that would pair well with orange juice. Also, too, if you're an orange juice on your cereal person, text me 938-0963 or call and explain your rationale, please. And it can't be the lactose excuse because there is lactose-free milk out there. Fruity cereals, like you would think Fruit Loops would go good with orange juice, right? It's fruit cereal, so a fruit juice would probably go good with it, I guess. And all those other weird sugary cereals that are fruit-related. Maybe a granola, like Harvest Crunch. Oh, God, I ate a lot of Harvest Crunch in high school, not realizing that it's really not good for you. I would eat Harvest Crunch, like a full bowl of Harvest Crunch. God, that was bad for me. 938-0963, are you a weirdo? Do you eat orange juice with your cereal? Tell me. Yes, we aired our free food and fuel cue to call, which means the phone lines light up and I get to answer the phone and also have a little bit of fun on a Friday morning. Hi, Cruz. Guess what?
What?
You're caller one. Keep trying.
That's not nice.
You know what? It's honest, though.
True.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye. Hi, Cruz. You're caller two. Keep trying.
Thank you.
Hi, Cruz. Guess what?
What?
You're caller three.
Caller three?
Caller three. Keep trying.
Okay, thanks.
You bet.
Bye.
Hi, Cruz. You're caller five. Keep trying.
Thank you.
Hi, Cruz. Guess what?
Guess what?
You're caller 10.
10? Oh, my.
Just wanted to make your day and let you know that.
I was caller 95 last night.
Oh, well, you're way off still. Try again. You too, buddy. It's honestly a blast. Every caller we have is always so nice. I had one person just hang up this morning. Everyone says thank you. Everyone is so sweet, and that is much appreciated because sometimes people are not sweet. And then we get down to the nitty-gritty bits here. Cruz, who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, you're caller 90. Keep trying, buddy.
Oh, okay.
Have a good one.
You too. Thanks.
Hi, Cruiser caller 92.
92.
Keep trying.
Oh!
So close. Hi, Cruz. You are caller 94. Keep trying.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Hi, Cruz. You are caller 95.
Listen, that's the first time I've ever got through, but thank you.
You know what? Congratulations. Have a great day.
Oh, you too. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye, Jay.
Hi, Cruz. Who is this?
Malaine,
have you or anyone in your household won free food and fuel in the last 30 days?
No.
Then you, my dear, are caller 96.
That is awesome.
It is awesome because you won $100 from Saskatoon Co-op. Fantastic. So yeah, Malene wins $100 from Saskatoon Co-op. She can use it for food. She can use it for fuel. She's in the draw for the grand prize. $100 a week for a year. $5,200 in gift cards. Congratulations. Sorry to everyone who didn't make it, but you know what? You're very entertaining. And we'll do another cue to call at some point today.
I'd be rich.
Cruise FM, that is the Bare Naked Ladies in town with the odds for a kick-ass cruise concert at Bez Gardens August 18th. Ugh, if you have yet to be to a concert at Bez Gardens, you don't know what you're doing. Grab some tickets. Gonna be a great show. Shall we do this? Sure, we shall. Okay, I'm doing this solo. Bear with me. First one is from Sean with a S-E-A-N. Sean. Def Leppard, Rock of Ages. I love this one. I like the food ones just because. Sean hears Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages. Still a rolling beefaroni. Beefaroni. God, Chef Boyardee. Everybody's childhood, I feel like, was supported by Chef Boyardee. I don't know. My mom didn't buy it for us for a really long time, and when she did, our minds were blown. It was disgustingly delicious. The actual lyrics, Rock of Ages still rolling, rock and rolling. Oops, I have to start this from the beginning, don't I? Hold on a second. That's definitely beefaroni. God, that's good. Next one is from Kevin. Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf. Kevin hears, In Touch with the Clown. I'm on the hunt. I'm after you. In touch with the clown. I'm on the hunt. I'm after you. Yikes. If you are investigating a clown, that's going to be a terrifying investigation, right? Clowns? Creepy? Yes? No? I think so. The actual lyrics, In Touch with the Ground. I'm on the hunt. I'm after you. In touch with the ground. I'm on the hunt. I'm after you. All right. Last one is from Nicole. Cindy Lauper. Girls just want to have fun. This is interesting because it's a weird pronunciation sort of inflection one. She hears, When the working day is done, ogres. Ogres. They want to have fun. When the working day is done, ogres. They want to have fun. You know what? Ogres like to have a good time, too. No reason why they can't. The correct lyrics, though, of course, like the song is called, it's Girls. They want to have fun. Girls and ogres, or girl ogres, whichever. That is it. That is all for Cruise Confused Lyrics. Here we go. Back by popular demand. It's the paper crumple. Ah, so good. We're doing this again on Tuesday at 7:10. Big congratulations to Kevin, listening from Prince Albert all the time. He said he loves listening to Cruise, him and his family. He won the Superfan Front of the Stage passes along with general admission to the X for what is going to be a kick-ass Cruise concert. Trooper is going to be wrapping things up at the X at the Sastel Grandstand August 13th. Kevin's going to be going along with someone of his choosing, and we're going to be giving away more of those super passes on the Facebook page on air as we get closer to the show. Congratulations, Kevin. Checking into a hotel, I think it's fair to say you drop the bags and you do a quick tour of the room. You always want to see, like, how how nice it is, or some people check to see how dirty it is. It doesn't take too long because the rooms aren't huge, but you check out the view, check out the mini fridge if they have one in the bathroom to see how fancy it is. What kind of goodies, what kind of free stuff do they have to offer me? Are they one of those hotels that go the extra mile with a tiny sewing kit? Or what's this, a shower cap? Don't mind if I do. By the way, hotels want you to take that free stuff. Don't ever feel guilty. Like, it's that's why it's there. It's there for you to use. Take it with you. Shampoo and conditioner, of course, is usually there. Maybe a lotion, but always a bar of soap, right? Because soap is important. We need to clean our hands. It's the most used hotel amenity, by the way. Or not amenity, but like little freebie. And when it comes to the soap guests leave behind and don't take with them, there is a lot of it. Like, a lot. And apparently, hotels just throw it out because you can't... You can't reuse it. You can't put a used bar of soap in for the next people, right? It's just, it's not cool. But listen to this. 3.3 million bars of soap every day are thrown into the garbage. That's just nuts. And a hotel guest one night, his name was Sean Siepler. Back in 2008, he'd had a few cocktails and he got to thinking about what happens to the soap. He called the front desk. They told him. He started thinking. Fast forward a bunch of years, he has started the Clean the World Foundation that takes discarded soap from hotels. In the very beginning, he literally went around to the hotels in town, got buckets of their soap, took it back to his garage with some friends. They sat on pails and shaved the soap on like a cheese grater, melting it down in a crock pot, forming it into new bars of soap, which he then wanted to pass on to children in countries that don't have access to decent hygiene products. What a guy. Since then, though, things have definitely changed. His foundation is a huge operation now, collecting 13 million pounds of discarded soap from hotels, distributing them to 68 million, or turning them into 68 million bars of soap in 127 different countries, diverting 23 million pounds of plastic and soap waste from the landfill. Well done, Sean. Again, another recycling story. I've had a bunch today for some reason. I love when people think of those kind of things. The ones, like, obviously, tin cans, pop cans, we're all recycling that, right? The plastic that we get on certain containers, we always think to recycle that. But some drunk guy thought about the leftover soap at hotels, and look what he's gone on to do. God bless you.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday morning 6 to 10 on Cruise.